This is Helen Cannon with Petals and Prose. For the last several times that I've had the chance to talk with you, I had planned to talk about roses. And somehow February and March have tugged at my sleeve and said, not yet. So today I'd like to talk with you a little bit about daffodils. And first of all, I need to try to clear up the difference between a daffodil, narcissus, and jonquil. The simple answer is nothing, or it depends. All three terms are used as common names in many cases and usually incorrectly. Narcissus is technically the only correct scientific name identifying the genus of this group of plants. It's not a common name, though some people use it as such. Daffodil is typically used as a collective name for all these plants, but it is more often used to describe the larger flowered types. Jonquil is a name sometimes used for this group as well, but actually only applies to a very small subgroup. Within the 13 divisions of Narcissus, there are at least 25 species, with some debate about whether this number should be greater. The Royal Horticultural Society maintains a daffodil database that lists over 13,000 different named hybrids of Narcissus. There are a wide variety in the genus Narcissus, but one unwavering characteristic is that all parts of the bulb and plant are poisonous. This may sound horrible, but it's only horrible for the creatures that wander into gardens looking for a meal. The other thing that most people know about is that Narcissus is a botanical name for daffodils, and it comes from the myth of Narcissus, the Greek myth. In that story, Narcissus was so taken with his own image that he perpetually leaned over the water to see his image and fell in. And so that is where the daffodil Narcissus comes from. Well, I thought about these things and remembered how when I knew my mother was dying, I wanted to plant tulips and daffodils so that she could see them in the spring, hoping that she would live till then. And she didn't. But every spring, if I'm able to get them before the snow ruins them, I take daffodils to my mother's grave. One of the loveliest poets I know, Jane Kenyon, married to another poet, Donald Hall, wrote about daffodils. And she tells about one year how she had forgotten to order bulbs for the garden and was quite upset about this. So she went to the local hardware stores, hoping to find at least a few bulbs sufficiently interesting, something besides King Alfred daffodils and hot red tulips. Maybe I'm a snob, but I prefer white daffodils and any color but scarlet tulips. Red is too violent for spring. And then she uses the image of the cricket and the ant, and she considers herself the cricket who failed to get the bulbs. Night and day I sang, says the cricket to the ant, begging a grain of sustenance from its provident neighbor. In La Fontaine's fable, you sang, didn't you? Well, you just go on singing, replies the stern ant. A friend saves her that year and brings her a package that revealed 100 flat-cupped white narcissus bulbs called poet's narcissus, late blooming and fragrant. 30 miniature yellow narcissus, a variety called baby moon, 3 dozen lily-flowered tulips, yellow and white, pointed at the tip, the kind that become more beautiful as they open, loose, floppy even, more reckless than tulips. And I remembered then that Alice, this is her friend, said she'd bring some extras, but this was a whole shipment. She had ordered bulbs for her garden and found she'd ordered so many that she could share with Jane. Over the next week or so, Jane Kenyon says, I put everything in the ground, working each afternoon in the cool, limpid air, pausing to look at the mountain, a dark purple at that time of year. Nothing could have been more salutary. Digging the sandy loam, savoring its smell at a time when the earth has no smell. And I thought, too, then about Jamaica Kincaid, who grew up in Antigua. And since Antigua was a colony of Great Britain, the children had to learn Wordsworth's poem about daffodils. She hated it, and she hated daffodils, and she hated tulips because they weren't native to Antigua. And so the Wordsworth poem, though she hated it, she was forced to read before a group of people. I wandered lonely as a cloud. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along a margin of a bay. 10,000 I saw at a glance, tossing their heads in a sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they did the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft, when on my couch I lie, in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils. I guess the idea with daffodils is that you plant a great many, like thousands, and I have made the mistake of planting only a few, and so they're not very showy. But the pair of men whose book I've read to you before, if you've listened, Our Life in Gardens, they write about their thoughts and their actions about daffodils. They live in Vermont, as does Jamaica Kincaid now, and they had about 23 acres. And about 2 acres of that land they cleared and wanted to use for planting thousands of daffodils. And the first year they planted probably 2,000. Having daffodils in the garden seems an almost elemental need in gardeners, and not just a few daffodils, but as many as you can possibly cram in. It would be interesting to know what non-gardening readers make of Wordsworth's great poem, I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud, but no gardener can fail to respond to his host of daffodils. A host is certainly the right idea, since the richest experience with daffodils is where there are more than you could possibly count or even estimate. But how many are there? The few visitors who see them at their peak on a raw April day always need to ask, how many did you plant in the beginning? Those are complicated questions because the first planting of around 2,000 bulbs occurred 10 years ago, possibly even 15. The initial idea was to border the wide mown grass path that runs through the meadow and drifts on either side from the point of the garden gate. Since that lane is about 500 feet long, 2,000 was certainly no more than a few. That number would have overwhelmed a garden of average size. Every October in the following years, we've added a minimum of 2,000 more. So I guess I need to get busy and plant a lot more daffodils. But one thing I have done for you is persuade my husband to sing the lines he woke me up with when he knew I was preparing for this lesson. So I at least have to boast that I have good powers of persuasion with my husband, Larry Cannon.
I do not have a mansion, I haven't any land, not even a paper dollar to crinkle in my hand. But I can show you morning on 1,000 hills, and kiss you, and give you 7 daffodils. 7 golden daffodils all shining in the sun, to light our way to evening when the day is done. And I can show you morning on 1,000 hills, and kiss you, and give you 7 daffodils.
Thank you so much, my darling Larry. This is Helen Cannon with Petals and Prose.